Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Brief Ethics. My name is Eugenia Marcus. I'm a deacon at Crystal Vine Community and the founder of Fresh View Empowerment Initiative, a not-profit organization, and I am your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Yesomwiki, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
I bring very warm felicitations to the wonderful people of River State and also welcome you all to another episode of River Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that Christmas has a special meaning for you and be sure to find that meaning. This episode titled The Message of Christmas is in commemoration of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, celebrated every Christmas Day, December 25th. Christmas has so many outstanding messages that renew every year with deeper lessons. Christmas brings the messages of peace, love, joy, sacrifice, humility, giving, reconciliation, and many more to a hurting world every end of year. Yet men and women seem to miss applying these messages to their lives. May that never be your lot, and that is my prayer. I want to hear you say an amen. Amen. Let me share a few of my numerous Christmas wishes for you this season. May the Christmas season fill you with a sense of childlike wonder and envelop you in the comfort of family, friends, and faith. As you behold Christmas lights all around town, let the true light of Christmas shine bright through you in this season and onwards. As we celebrate the birthday of the most important person to ever live, may we continue to feel his presence not every year, but every day. As we rehearse and dramatize the nativity story over again this year, and realize the power and potential there is in the manger, may we be comforted in knowing that our story may have flavors of the stable but will not end as a fable. May the grace and mercy released as gifts to humanity on that blessed day when our Lord Jesus Christ was born never depart from you and your house. As we rejoice, let us use our opportunity to live out the love mission that was started 2,000 years ago. That mission was designed to remove pain, sickness, sorrow, suffering, hatred, wickedness, and all evil, and replace them with eternal life, peace, joy, love, and many more positives. As the story of Jesus teaches us that Christmas can be the start of great things, I wish you a full manifestation of all the many great things in store for you in the coming year. I wish that the true meaning of Christmas will not be lost on you as you continue on your earthly journey. As you go dashing through the busy holiday season, take time to appreciate the true blessings of Christmas, the moments with family, the companionship of friends, and the warmth of community. Let us listen to our guest speaker as she sheds more light on this subject. She is Mrs. Eugenia Marcos, a deaconess and the founder of an NGO, Fresh View Empowerment Initiative. Please enjoy the episode and do put every lesson learned to good use, our sweet and loving people of River State. Have a very Merry Christmas, and please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Hi,
A very Merry Christmas to the people of River State. The spirit of Christmas is all about giving, loving, and forgiving, as well as peace. And so I call on every Rivers indigene, as well as our Rivers residents, our friends, brothers, visitors, sisters, everyone, to emulate the spirit of Christ this season and stay peaceful, to continue to love one another, to be forgiven, and as well find time to give gifts to those loved ones around and even the ones you don't know. Don't forget to visit the needy, those that are children in the orphanages, the old people's homes, and every other establishment where we have people that are in need. Show love even to those you don't know. My name is Iberichi Suzette Yinsomwike, and I'm wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. Stay safe and continue to remain blessed.
My name is Dr. Steve Ogan. I'm a poet and I'm a pastor. Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Viv Ethics on Radio, and I am Eugenia Marcus, your host for today. I will be speaking on the message of Christmas. Christmas, as we know, is the celebration of our Savior Jesus Christ. This takes place on the 25th of December every year. There are over 2.4 billion Christians in the world today, and this represents about 33% of the world's population, according to Wikipedia. The origin of Christmas celebration, it dates back to about 350 AD. And the reason for this celebration, as we can see from the Bible, is the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, whom God gave to the world. Why was it necessary for him to give his son? In Genesis, we read about the creation and the relationship between God and man, and how man fell and needed redemption. God promised to send a Messiah in the book of Isaiah, and we see its fulfillment in the New Testament in Matthew chapter 1 and 2 and Luke chapter 1 and 2. This celebration should be a time for us to reflect on the message that the birth of Jesus Christ teaches us. We will be dealing with several, and I would like for you to pay close attention so you can indeed grasp the message of Christmas. We will start with love. This is where it all began. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." These words for us should be foremost in our hearts this season. He loved and he gave. So as a people, the importance of the celebration is that we begin to love and give. It could be our time, it could be our monies, it could be our gifts, it could be our talents, it could be care for another person. What is most significant is that we demonstrate what he came to do, which was to fulfill his purpose. Another strong message in this whole story of Christmas is that of sacrifice. God sacrificed his son. Can you think of how difficult or how easy it will be to give the sacrifice of a child? Today, I'm sure it will be impossible to even comprehend that thought. To give it room in your mind will be difficult because we know the affiliations we have to our children. So imagine this God, our God, giving up his son just so that he could redeem us to himself. It was a sacrifice. This sacrifice was necessary because he needed to save humanity. We were in a state and we could not help ourselves, except he came. Today I ask, can you think of someone who is in a state and cannot help themselves except you render that help? Can you look around you? Would you find that someone who would not be able to have a lease or some relief today except you render that help? What can you do in this season of celebrating the Lord's birth to aid humanity? That is the question I ask today. We need to look around us. Look around you for someone who you can help just because they can't help themselves. Another strong message for Christmas, it is that of family. At that time when Jesus was born, or just before his birth, they had to travel long distance to go and be in their hometown. This was because of tax purposes. But today, we see it as a time where we can bond with families. We can travel to meet with our loved ones. We can be with them just to celebrate the season. Today, I urge you to take out time to visit that family member you have not seen in a very long time. Take out time to visit that friend who you have not been with for a very long time. Let these bonds again be strengthened. Let us show care and indeed the love that the season heralds. We will be moving on to another very strong and important message, and that is that of humility. The message of humility is so strong because he came down in the flesh. He left his position as the Son of God, became like one of us, took on flesh. He had his daily struggles. Remember, he was the son of a carpenter, so he had to have hit his hands with the hammer at some point. He sweated. He was despised many a times. Yet, that did not stop him from accomplishing what he had set out to accomplish. He was rejected. Can you imagine being rejected? He was rejected. Imagine all of this from the Son of God. This tells a lot about humility. He came down to our level just to make us whole again. Can you come down to someone's level today? Meet them right where they are. Forget about titles and achievements and just be like them. This I know may seem difficult, but trust me, once you can take the step and forget the titles and the achievements and the names that you probably would want to be addressed as, and just be simply humble, you'll be amazed at how much you would save or would begin to endear people to yourself. Joy is another very strong message that this season portends for us. But before we get into joy, we will go on a short break and we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Hello, good people of our beloved country, Nigeria. My name is Oraye St. Franklin, and I'm wishing you a Merry Christmas and a super late New Year in view. Keep listening to River Ethics on Radio.
My name is Mildred Erewarifa Charles Harry, and I wish you Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from River Ethics.
Hello, River State. My name is Ross Alabo George. I'm the CEO of Proxologics Nigeria. I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas in advance and a beautiful New Year. And my prayer for you is that 2018 will be a fantastic year for all of us, a year of peace and a year of prosperity. So, from Rivetics, I want to say, have a wonderful festive season.
Hello, I am Dr. Stephanie O'Hare of Heart to Heart. I am here saying Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
If you do good, oh, you do for yourself. If you do bad, now you sabi, oh. If you do bad, oh, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am, oh.
If you do bad, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am, oh.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry am, oh.
If you give person wahala, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am, oh.
If you play person mago mago,
now you go take your head and carry am, oh.
you do for yourself, brother. If you do bad, na you sabi yo. If you do bad, you sister,
na you go take your head carry amo.
If you play person, why you?
Na you go take your head carry amo.
If you play person, mago mago,
na you go take your head carry.
If you give person wahala, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am.
No do bad you,
now you go take your head and carry am.
No play person why you,
now you go take your head.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Viv Ethics on Radio, and I am Eugenia Marcus, your host for today. I have been speaking on the message of Christmas. We left off at joy. Joy. His birth, like the birth of any child, brought great joy, and that joy still resonates in our hearts today in the light of the fact that he came to liberate us from the hands of sin. In this season, can you be a part of someone's joy? You should be a part of someone's joy. I urge you to deliberately look out for a way to be a part of someone's joy. Deliberately make someone happy. How can you be a source of joy to your neighborhood, your community, your society at large? Could it be by organizing local carols or Christmas games or just gifting kids with toys? Whatever it is, please be a deliberate part of someone's joy this season. Step out of your comfort zone just to make someone happy. Could you decorate an area or a play area for kids? Could you light up your streets just to make someone happy? Whatever you do, just try and bring a smile and some cheer to someone's heart this season. Another strong message of Christmas is that of peace. He came to end the war between man and God. Today, I urge you to be an instrument of peace. Let's stop the wars that tear us apart. They are unnecessary. They really do separate us as humans. Let's seek peace deliberately. Let our speech be rendered in a peaceful manner. In our responses, in our actions, in our dealings, let's be peaceful. We should avoid altercations in our streets. We must be mindful not to use abusive words. We must think peace during the season. As we go around our duties daily, driving in our cars, we must be conscious that he came to give peace. And really, I would love for us to allow that peace that he came to bring to us to transcend our hearts with regards to the accomplishment, to the things that we had hoped to achieve that did not quite come together this year. All hope is not lost. These things, even though they didn't get accomplished now, can still be accomplished. Remember, there's a saying that goes, where there's life, there is hope. We are alive. That should give us hope, and we should be able to indeed be living calm. Let the hope, let it speak to our hearts and cause us to find calm and be able to maintain our composure and enjoy the season. Economics is another strong message that this whole season brings to us. There's a lot of activity that goes on during this period. A lot of commercial activities going on. There's a lot of buying. There's a lot of selling. People are traveling. Monies are exchanging hands. Lots of food will be consumed during this time. How is this affecting your own economy, your own business? How is it being affected? I'm sure you have increased patronage from your customers because they all desire to have something to give at some point. As a business owner, how would you use this period to also put out there the message of Christmas? That is the question I ask you to think about today. Can you be more given rather than be exploitative? Can you see this season as an opportunity to give to your clients, to your customers? Can you indeed look for ways to extend care from your business to them? I urge you to look for opportunities, for avenues to show love to your clients today. Concerning your staff, can you be more giving to them? Yes, with increased patronage, there's also increased labor. More work would have to be done. Times would have to be sacrificed. We can never really fully pay them. But indeed, can we be a bit more giving to our staff? If you do this as a business person, I believe it will be a true reflection of the season and that the message of Christmas will go forth.
Hello people, my name is Kenneth George Kalio, and I am wishing you a happy, merry Christmas and a lovely, fulfilling new year from all of us at Reef Ethics.
Hello everyone, my name is Jane Frances Biani, the State Coordinator of Legal Aid Council of Nigeria here in River State. I wish everyone a merry Christmas and a wonderful, prosperous new year. So from Reef Ethics, go out and get a wonderful new year.
Christmas gives us an opportunity to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My name is Tombari Sibi, and I'm wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year ahead. From Reef Ethics and all of us here, thank you and bye.
Why are you so selfish? Why don't you care? I don't know why we hate our fellow man. Why must you try to block his way all the time? You see, the fault is not in him, it's in you. Don't just look helpless. Come on, brace up. Do the bit you can and leave the other men alone.
Come, come, my friend. There is no zero man, everyone has got some talent. Take time, you'll discover yourself, and you'll make your life a better one.
Every human being has a talent. Why not discover your talent and use it for yourself and the service of your people?
Use your talent, start today, and we'll all live the peaceful way.
Welcome back. In this season of Christmas, I want to find out from you, how have you been celebrating your Christmas? What do you intend to do differently this year? I know lots of things go on. There are festivals here and there. Music concerts, carol services, people having dinners and all. What would you be doing this Christmas? And how would you want to celebrate your Christmas? Would you decorate your home? Would you decorate your office? Would you decorate your church? Would you decorate your shop? Would you decorate that outlet? Whatever it is you do, it is all about the cheer of this season. I believe that it will be pointing to the festivities that the season holds. I'd like to leave you with a quote by Thomas S. Munson that says, "The spirit of Christmas is the spirit of love and of generosity and of goodness. It illuminates the picture window of the soul, and we look out upon the world's busy life and become more interested in people than in things." This Christmas, be more interested in people. Look out for that neighbor. Look out for that person whom you've not seen in a while. Look out for your staff. Look out for your parents. Look out for your siblings. Just be more interested in people. Look out for the less privileged. Look out for those who need your help. We all seem to be okay, but I'm sure there's someone you can extend a hand to this season. Do have yourself a very Merry Christmas.
Dear friends, this is the march we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down, no, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.